AM 1450 KBMW.
Good morning, and we are back in studio. Sunshining here. Kind of nice. 67 degrees where we're at on this Friday, May 26th, heading on into the holiday weekend. Hope you have a safe one if you're out there traveling around. Talking with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, as usual on a Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
But it isn't going to be that way throughout the summer, because you were just giving me the itinerary. It's like, man, you're going to be moving around a lot.
Yeah, I make no guarantees on June and July.
Okay, well, just keep
me. We might be on the phone.
Just give me a heads up. Absolutely. You know, that's fine. Hey, first off, let's talk a little bit. I was driving around the other night, and I thought, I got to ask Brianna Koval about this.
Sure.
About fire pits.
Yes.
People in town, it seems like, in driving through Breckenridge, saw a lot of them, people out in their backyards enjoying fire pits.
Right. Well, we had like 2 days before the mosquitoes started to come out.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And now it's been windy enough that the bugs aren't out.
However,
it's a little too windy to have a fire right now it's super dry.
Sure. And I was going to ask, how do you maintain a fire pit and play it safe?
Well, your biggest thing is it windy enough or is it too windy to contain this into the fire pit? Now, it's really going to matter as far as how you have things set up. Is your fire pit on a concrete slab? Is it something that's built into the ground? Do you just set it on the grass? Is it something that's contained? Is it an open pit? Like, there's all these different factors that go into it.
Sure.
Just, you want to make sure that what you have in that pit is going to stay in that pit.
Right.
And then always have a water source to extinguish that if, you know, it comes to that point where you need to have some sort of preventative mitigation to get that fire out or extinguish it when you're done. Like, for example, last night it was very, very windy still.
Yeah.
It's not quite as windy right now, but we're still moving into another windy day. If you're having a fire outside, you really don't want to do that in the wind. You want to make sure that it's extinguished when you're done. Those embers are going to leave that pit if the wind picks up enough and it's not contained and extinguished. Our grass and ground is very dry right now. We're starting to see grass fires out in the country.
Yeah.
So just to prevent anything like that from happening, make sure conditions are right if you're going to do that at home, and then make sure you have a water source to extinguish it when you're finished.
See? More common sense from Brianna Koval.
It's really, really simple. And then, of course, if you are camping this weekend, if you are at the lake this weekend, make sure you are checking to see if there's any red flag warnings or burn bans out there, because some counties are far more dry than we are right now. So some of those burn bans are out, and that does apply in most cases to campfires as well.
And it's surprising how little it takes to really get a fire going.
Oh, absolutely.
When those embers are blowing around.
Yep. Well, and right now we're dry enough and it's been windy enough that it really doesn't take much of anything to get any fire started. There was a fire, a grass fire out on 210 just yesterday. So, like, these are happening. It's that time of year. It's this time of season. So just make sure that you're being really careful if you're going to be having those open fires.
Let's talk summer storms.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, being safe with summer storms. We've covered this time and time again. What if, I know you're a camper, and there are a lot of people who do that. I mean, they travel to Lakes Country and they go, you know, to state parks and go camping.
Yes.
So what if you're out about in your camper and severe weather comes up, and it comes up quick. We all know that.
It comes up quick here. Yep.
What do you do then?
Okay, so your first thing, make sure that you have a way to receive warnings. So check the forecast before you leave on your trip. Make sure you have a way to receive warnings while you are on your trip. And then wherever it is that you check in, if you're at a state park or a campground, make sure that you know where a safe location would be to shelter if severe weather came up. Now, typically at state parks, their bathhouses are concrete cinder block buildings. Those are going to be your safest location. If something like that is not available, getting inside any sort of sturdy structure, last resort is going to be a vehicle. Honestly, if you're tent camping, your vehicle is going to be safer than the tent. Is it the safest place to be? No, you want to be inside a structure. Typically, when those warnings come out, they say abandon vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the only thing you have, that's the only thing you have that's going to keep you safe. So that would be your last resort. But just make sure you have a way to receive warnings and then figure out where that shelter location is going to be.
Talking with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, about severe weather. Let's do some myth busting.
Sure.
Quickly here. Because I've always heard, too, and we you know, give these out with tornado warnings, too. When severe weather comes up or a tornado warning happens, Is there a part of the basement where you're most safe? I mean, they always say, what is it, like the southeast wall or something? I mean, and it's like, I think this is more lore than anything else.
You know, I don't know if there's any fact to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might be...
Because it really gets down to being in the most interior space that you can be.
Got it.
Typically, homes will have some sort of, if you have a basement, you have like a center staircase or something like that.
Yeah.
Being under that, because it's a central part that is somewhat sheltered from everything else, that's going to be your best bet. But I think it's just, that whole idea is based on the direction that a tornado rotates and the idea that tornadoes would move northwest to southeast. So then the debris from your house would blow away and it wouldn't fall on you. However, if that's the case, the debris from your neighbor's house would fall into your house. So we're going to say that that one's a myth.
That is a myth.
Yep. You want to be on the interior most room that you can be, preferably underground.
And to prevent stuff from falling on your head, again, it would make sense.
Right. Absolutely. Now, something that we do in my house, whenever there's a tornado warning, we put a bike helmet on our kid just to protect him a little bit more. I will fully say I don't have a bike helmet.
So I got to get you one.
You know what? I have a hard hat. Maybe I should put that in our
safe
place.
The hard hat would work too.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. So making sure that you can protect your head when you're in that shelter location too is super important.
All right. Well, now I got my marching orders. I got to get you a helmet.
Right?
A bike helmet. I will do that. So what else going on? You're looking forward to a busy summer heading on into the holiday weekend. Big plans?
Doing some camping, doing the things, spending some time with family. It's going to be windy, but hopefully we can make it out on the water. That would be great. At least it's going to be warm.
It's going to be warm. Warm and windy. So, again, that fire danger probably a little bit higher.
Yep, but it'll keep the bugs away.
That's true.
I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other. Yeah. The gnats were pretty thick last weekend, so hopefully the breeze will keep those away because they were pretty vicious.
That's our little up north kind of Midwest compromise.
Right,
if
exactly.
If it's breezy, it keeps the bugs away.
Right?
You know?
Well, you have to look for the positives.
Yeah. Yep. Always.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, you have a great, great weekend.
Thank you.
Be
you
safe
too.
And keep me updated when you're going to be here because I got to get my Koval fix every Friday.
Well, I'll be here next week.
Okay, good. Good to know. And then we'll take it from there.
Well, then it's Boys State Week, so I make no guarantees on that. So
got it.
I know. It's going to be a busy June.
Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's 916, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. If you're talking, they will
hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every